Welcome to the Living Spiritfully podcast, Heart to Heart edition. Here's your host for today, Paul Galoro.
I am so thrilled. This is our first Heart to Heart for the 2024 season of the Living Spiritfully podcast. And you have no idea. If I had a scale that could measure from a scale of 1 to 10 how excited I am for today's guest, it would be like 4,000. Because today's guest, she and I, well, first of all, some of you might recognize this voice when she starts speaking, because she is the intro of the Living Spiritfully podcast theme song. But this guest and I go all the way back to 2001. That's right, 2001, over 20 years ago. Picture it. 2001, it's September, we're sitting in Carrie French's class. It's both of us are students of the journalism program at Humber College, and I'm sitting in the back of the computer lab. This guest is sitting at the front, and she gets up. The teacher asked her to pick groups or something, and she's standing up there with her long hair and those legs that go on forever, and I just remember thinking, God, she's annoying. Now, before we say anything, I just have to say I later on in life learned that if somebody annoys me when I first meet them, it means that I love them so much and my ego mind wants to keep me away from them. We'll save that for another topic. But later on that year, or later on in that class, that semester, she and I got paired up for a project. And we're sitting in her dorm room listening to Madonna. She told me Deeper and Deeper was one of her favorite songs. And I'm like, this girl is my bestie. And we have been besties ever since. From covering the Royal Winter Fair to a hot tub Cheeto bowl to standing beside her as her bridesman at her wedding, all the way to feeding elephants in Thailand, we have done it all and so much more. And it is just my pleasure to welcome my bestie to the show. But let me tell you a little bit about her first. Alicia Tyler is a journalist and editor in digital and print media, specializing in health, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. She was previously the editorial director of Clean Eating and Vegetarian Times. Her work has also appeared in Mind Body Green, Hone Health, The Edge, Yoga Journal, Women's Running, and Oxygen. In addition to being a content creator, she's an F45 studio owner in Toronto and a certified nutritionist and personal trainer. Alicia loves spreading the word about helpful, science-backed health information. Check out the show's notes because you'll see how you can get in touch with her. But all of that aside, most importantly, she is my bestie. I am so proud of everything that she has accomplished and beyond, and I am so thrilled that she is here with us today. Please welcome to the show my bestie, and don't you forget it, Alicia Tyler.
Oh, wow, Paul. Thank you so much for having me. What an introduction.
did I give a little too much information about the floating Cheeto bowl and...
Never too much information. I love a walk down memory lane. And also I have a question for you. How you been?
Hey, garbanzo. It's a little inside joke. I don't know how to speak English, but here we are. Oh my gosh. First of all, can I say from the entirety of my heart, thank you for being here. I love you.
Thank you for having me. I love you too. I'm so excited.
I know how much this is stepping out of your comfort zone. You like to hide behind words on a computer and with the pencil and all of that stuff. Okay. And to put yourself out there for the podcast, it just means the world to me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about why we're here. Alicia, tell me, what do you love about me?
Everything. What's not to love? Your snack charcuterie boards are a start.
Thank you. Okay, that wasn't the question. That just came off the top of my head because we're so funny. But you're absolutely right. My snack charcuterie boards are to die for. But in all seriousness, Alicia Tyler, how is your heart?
My heart is good. I am off to a really good start in this January of 2024. I'm very happy to say. I've been taking care of myself, you know, doing all of the traditional January things. and just like taking care of my health and being super focused. And I'm feeling really good. I'm excited about this year. I feel like it's going to be a departure from the last few years for me personally, and I hope it is for everybody else too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm beside you. I've been beside you since 2001, and I know the last couple of years have been rough in many ways. Do you want to sh Are you open to sharing anything that you've kind of
Yeah, I
experienced
mean,
in the last little while?
sure. Yeah, sorry to talk over you. I'm happy to. I mean, just like so many other people, from 2020 on until, just recently, it was definitely a challenge. It was a test of so many different things, being an F45 studio owner. And, Drew and I, my husband and I, we were opening that studio. We were set to open that studio in April of 2020. So everyone knows that story, what happened in March of 2020. So it was definitely kind of like going from the highest point that I could possibly think about professionally, not only, opening an F45 studio, which had been on our horizon for, a few years at least, probably longer than that, but also in my publishing career, I was also on a high at that time. And then going to this, worldwide lockdown pandemic, and everything sort of changed from there. And it didn't really stop changing for a couple of years. It was a real test of, resiliency. It put us through every possible pace that I could imagine. But, it was something that I think had to happen in terms of, just going through something really, really hard that I don't think I in my adult life I've ever really had to be faced with such adversity before. And just, stripping everything down to the basics of your character and knowing, okay, now what do I have when things are, really not great? What do I have left to lean on? And it's really like turning to faith and really learning how to stay positive through the worst and riding the waves and pulling out and coming out strong and putting on a brave face every day and just, surviving. But looking back, especially, we're really proud of how we handled everything. And so many other things happened during that period as well. So I think, everyone always says, like, it made me the person that I am today. And it is a little bit of a cliche, but going through that was character defining, and I'm happy to be on the other side of it, but I know that it's not the only hardships that I'm gonna have to deal with in life. Like, that's what life is all about, right? Change is the only thing that we can truly count on. So I'm glad I got that big one out of the way, and hopefully it'll help me navigate future challenges a little bit easier. But yeah, it was definitely an interesting period.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, first of all, Drew, my bestie in law. I just made that up off the
I
top of
love
my head. Thank you.
it.
So yeah, I remember, just the two of you talking about this and being so excited, and then with everything that happened in March, just thinking, oh my gosh. But for me, watching you, and like many people in the fitness industry had to do this, but watching my bestie like go through it, but then also just, you've always been such a huge inspiration in my life, and I've seen you go through hardships, and it's encourages me to, get through mine as well. So, but I just remember watching the way you and Drew handled that whole thing, like from doing, like, because before your studio was even open, doing the F45 practice, like the classes in your living room, being part of that, and just the way you guys like rallied up a lot of the community. And then from there being open, and then all the opens and closes and lockdowns and restrictions and this and that, to now what you guys have with the F45 Port Credit community, and what you're building beyond that community is just so brilliant. And I love it. And I'm sure, I mean, I'm blessed as somebody that just, I float in, I do my little self-care Sundays twice a month. Love the community that you have there. Everyone's opened their arms and welcomed me from like the word go, which has been amazing. But just to see that the two of you really nurtured that community and fostered that growth is pretty amazing. Like I can just imagine how helpful it has been for all of your members to have the strength that you and Drew have.
It definitely has made it so much sweeter. You won't, it's really hard to take anything for granted after that. And by the way, our members are absolutely in love with you. So thank you for leading those self-care Sundays. Looking forward to the next one. But yeah, it definitely makes it so much, you appreciate it so much more. So we're very, very blessed to have the best community. I can't imagine a better community. And I know there's a question coming up about, things that fill me with joy and just stepping into the studio and saying hello to everyone and working out alongside these incredible people. That is such a delight. It lifts me up every single day. And I know Drew and all of our coaches feel the same way. So it's a real treat.
Oh, I love that. I love it. Okay, so I already shared one of my earliest memories of you, and it was like in that moment, I was like, I don't like this girl, but I know why now because you've changed my life in so many ways. You have no idea. Well, hopefully you have an idea because I hope I tell you all the time.
Likewise, likewise.
But one of my other earliest memories of you is back in, do you remember writing for the school paper? Okay, first of all, I love your writing. I think you're an incredible writer. From the word go, like you walked into that school, into that program, being an exceptional writer. And again, I'm not just saying that because you're my bestie, but like you knew what you were doing from day one. And I remember our second year writing for the school paper. I was always into like the lifestyle things, and I did a piece on like decorating your dorm room. Another one, I think it was like a review on Lisa Loeb's album that just came out that year. But one of my earliest memories of your writing, first of all, you were always very much into like the current event stuff. I remember you writing about like the mayor and all of those things. But what really stood out for me,
I don't remember
what
that.
really stood out for me, and I hope you remember this, was when you wrote an article on, it's jumbled up in my head, but it was like foods for your mood or something like that. Do you remember that?
It checks out. I don't remember that one in particular. I do have a few that are coming to mind right now. Just let me know if you want me to embarrass myself and share.
Of course, that's why I brought you on the pot. No, I'm kidding. But I do remember, like, from the early days, you've been interested in health and wellness, especially nutrition. And you've always been somebody that I've leaned on for my nutrition, like information. I'm always coming to you, hey, Alicia. Okay, if there's anything that I love is the times when you invite me over, you're like, hey, Paul, come over. I know you're gonna be cooking for me. All I gotta do is sit there at your counter, prepare the
Big
cilantro.
cilantro.
Yeah. And just let you work
Somewhere Mart is
your
cringing over that statement,
magic.
by the way. Shout out to Marty.
Oh my gosh. Mart, and I officiated her brother's wedding a couple weeks ago. There
was
was no cilantro to be found on that plate.
that? Oh,
Marta's a dear friend of ours. Listeners. Oh, and PS, for all of the inside jokes that come up, we may or may not explain them. But coming back to the question, Alicia, what is it about food and nutrition? Like, bring me back to those early days of your interest in it, and what do you love about it and sharing this with people?
That's a great question. So, are you asking about, like pre-journalism school days, or are you asking me about like the beginning of my career when I really got into food?
All of it. Like when did you really get into food, and what was it that brought your heart there?
I mean, I'll be honest, being in J school with you and right covering food, I don't even really know where that came from. Like health was always important to me. I remember getting to school and moving into my dorm room and being like, I'm going to do two workouts a day. And I don't know, like,
Do you
why?
remember going to dance class at the rec center?
Yes. I don't know. I was like, just driven to be as healthy as I possibly could be. But the food piece, I don't really know where that came from. I don't necessarily come from a foodie family. Like, we ate food just like any other. But, there was nothing, there was no particular emphasis on, getting like gourmet or like, my family wasn't like a super culinary family or anything like that. But I guess it was just, I was into fitness, so that part was the other half of it. And it was fun to look into things that were going to complement the fitness piece. And the more I got into that, the more fascinated I became. And then, of course, I got my first job out of school at Oxygen Magazine. So, the obsession just sort of grew and snowballed from there, because it's like, oh, wow, if I put these things in my body, then I'm going to get these results a lot faster. Or, I can, look a certain way or feel a certain way or perform a certain way. And that's just fun. That's just like you're your own science experiment. You can tinker and see how things work and where things land and stuff. So I think that's probably where it all stems from.
Yeah. I remember those early days of you working at Oxygen. I was working at the federal government. And just like you would always, like I said, I would always come to you for like my nutrition advice, and you would always like, share so many things. And then that led to you producing or creating a special edition for Oxygen called Clean Eating, which
Right.
then turned into the brand that you created. All the way back then, that was like, what, 2007?
That was 2007. Yeah, we launched the inaugural issue of Clean Eating in 2008. Good memory.
Yeah, thank you. I just remember being so proud of you, getting the magazine used to come, and I would open it and show my mom. I'm like, Mom, this is my best friend. Look at her. My mom to this day is so proud of you for
I
all that you've
love that.
accomplished in your journalism career.
And I remember when your dad went plant-based and he started stealing the copies.
Yes, and then I mean, there he would like look through that magazine, and then because he doesn't cook, my mom cooks for him. He'd
He's
be
like,
like,
make this.
Donna, make this,
I
and she
love
would.
it.
Yeah,
Oh, I need a Donna.
yeah. So I like that was amazing. Tell me a little bit of like, cause do you mind if we talk? Like you were very young when you had accomplished that.
Very young. Yes, I'll admit that. It's a combination of things: being in the right place at the right time, having a lot of passion and energy, and just like throwing myself into stuff. I'm sure that was recognized at that time. But yeah, I think it's a combination of things. And I was just so lucky that I was there, and I was a very hungry young editor. And my publisher at the time, Robert Kennedy, was like, I'm going to be starting a spin-off title, and I'd love for you to head it up. What do you think? And at first I was like, I hesitated, of course, because fear always
Yeah.
creeps in, and it's like, you have imposter syndrome, and I can't handle this, I don't have enough experience. And a few minutes later, I went and talked to my very, still to this day, very good friend. She was the editor-in-chief of Oxygen at the time, Stacey Kennedy at the time, now Stacey Ranella. And I told her, and she was like, what are you waiting for? And I just pretty much ran from one end of the building to the next. And I was like, I accept. I mean, I would have been so foolish to turn that down. So that was an amazing opportunity for me. And I owe and credit my whole career. Like, that was just such a huge jumping off point for me. And that's when my love for food really took off. That's where it wasn't just about fuel for fitness, which is, pretty much what Oxygen was about, and all of the extent of my, food, everything I knew about food and my passion about food was sort of limited and stopped there. But when it came to clean eating, which was a lot more mainstream, that was when I really got into like the art of the culinary world and the creativity of it. And it's not, you can be healthy, but you can still be gourmet. That was really exciting for me. And that's when that just like lit my brain and heart up in so many different ways. And I still love food. And even though I'm no longer in that role, or even in food publishing, and I'm more focused on health journalism now, I'm still reading and following all of those same accounts, and I love it. It's magic to me.
Nowadays you hear people talking about like you could go to ChatGPT and throw in like I've got these ingredients in my fridge, make me a recipe. You are my pre-ChatGPT. I'd like that's what I love. I would come to you and just your creativity around food and your understanding of like everything from like food safety to pairing tastes to like all of it. Like
Oh,
you're my go-to person as and as somebody with like self-diagnosed adult ADHD. I can't just sift through the Google. You're my Google. So I go,
thank
Alicia, what do I got? And you're like,
I
spit
remember I used to think that I'd be like, doesn't believe in Google, I see. But
it
it was my honor and my privilege to be able to share what I knew, and it was good practice,
Yeah, because look at you now. You're welcome. That's what I'm hearing. But
I owe
what
it
is
all to
I'll take it. No, but like, what is it? What is it about like getting into a kitchen and just like I don't know. It's like a blank canvas for you. You get in there, you got some ingredients, and you make something spectacular.
Yeah, there's a few things to it. I've been asking myself the same question, like, why does this make me feel so happy and so relaxed? And you hear a lot of people say that cooking is therapy. And even though I dread cooking some days after a really long day, and I don't cook every night, like I'm not Martha Stewart or any by any stretch, but it's just getting in there, doing something with my hands. Like I love to do things with my hands, especially because I'm at a computer for the majority of my day. So it's nice to sort of, I'm a very creative person. So I'm creative in the sense that I like to do something with my hands, starting with nothing, see and realize, actualize something in the end that, if you can make something and it's edible and delicious and you can share it with people, like that just checks so many satisfactory boxes for me. And then on top of that, it's just so like malleable. Like you can't really, people that say that they're afraid to mess it up. Drew, I'm talking to you. You like wait, maybe with baking, but with cooking, it's pretty hard to mess a lot of things up. You have so much. If food is very forgiving. Like you can add, you can take away, you can improvise, and that's what I love about it because there aren't really any rules. You can take one recipe and adapt it endlessly. And then just sort of like peek into your fridge or peek into your cupboard or look into your herb garden and be like, what if I add this? Well, I'm gonna try, like, let's go crazy. And then suddenly you've got something that you never expected and is totally amazing. And that just excites me. I'm a nerd like that.
I love that. That's what I love about you because I love to eat. But so tell me now, because now forgive me, I know who you are, I just don't know your specific title, but you're working with the members in your F45 and you're doing their nutrition.
Yeah, I'm the in-house nutritionist.
Yes.
So, yep, I got certified as a nutritionist in the last couple of years, and really the motivation for that is that where we were going. Am I
Yeah,
getting ahead of
totally.
myself?
Go
I'm
for
the
it. Perfect.
host now. yeah, the motivation for that was that, having a fitness studio where you have so many members and you see them working hard every single day. And don't get me wrong, like F45 has a huge resource, a lot of resources for nutrition. Like we've got a very robust app, and the franchise itself has a dietitian, and we have all these challenges, like transformation challenges several times a year. So there is that support. But I wanted to offer something at our studio level for our members because you see so many people coming in 4, 5, 6, some 7 or more times a week, and they're training so hard, but the nutrition piece is so important, and oftentimes that's missing, or there's gaps in a lot of our members' nutrition protocol. So I was really motivated to offer that to our members as, not necessarily something that would be a huge revenue driver unless, somebody has a lot more of a need. and wants to meet with me on an ongoing basis and really get like, you know, a ton of support. But it was more so that our members had someone to speak to at the studio level and meet with and just sort of go over like where they're at, where they need to be so that they get more out of their training. And I'm finding that a lot of people are taking advantage of that. And it's really rewarding for me because A, I get one-on-one time with a lot of our members. I get to know them a little bit better. And I get to help them eat better for what they're doing and complement all of those hours that they're training with us. So it's working out really well. And I actually love it more than I thought because as a journalist, I don't really talk to people. So it's a completely different way of working when you get to meet with clients and help them. And yeah, it's really fulfilling. I didn't expect it.
I mean, I just know from like what I experience with the members there and the ones that are like tapping into your resources with the nutrition, huge like difference. I even see some of them when they're talking about it on the socials about all the great things that they're doing with you as their guide in their journey. What would you say? I mean, and I know a lot of fitness professionals listen to the podcast, a lot of people in the health and wellness sphere. But for you and for the people that like the wellness enthusiasts, what are some like key points for you as somebody that guides your members in nutrition? Like, what are some key things that we need to keep in mind with our nutrition that you think is important? Whether it's, you know, stuff that we hear all the time or that you think is not well known.
Yeah, so the biggest things that I see, like there are definitely patterns, and I'm speaking about our member base, but I would safely bet that this is probably the case with anybody who is exercising on a regular basis. And even if people aren't exercising on a regular basis, it probably still rings true, is that most people are, and it's going to sound a little bit obvious, but maybe it won't. Most people are quite dehydrated. Like you need close to 3 liters of water in a day, 2.7 for women and like 3.3 for men. So like you really want to shoot for 3 liters a day. And most people are getting a fraction of that. And the same is true for protein. You need about 1 ounce of protein for every pound of body weight. Most people that I meet with personally are getting about half of that.
Wow.
So those are two big components that play into your performance and your recovery. And your goals, whether you want to lose weight or you want to add lean mass or both, just you know, shifting your body composition, you need adequate protein or as close to it as possible to be able to do both of those things. You know, it does so much for your metabolic rate. It helps with so many things, just rebuilding your tissue. I won't get too much in the weeds on protein, but I am a little bit of I kind of think of myself as protein police. So there's that. And then also just making sure that your macronutrients are aligned and are balanced. Most people, you know, that haven't looked into it are probably out of balance to a certain degree, you know, having a little too many carbs, whether they're refined or not, even if they're ancient grains, even if they're the healthiest carbs on the planet, usually most people are having a little bit too much carbs, not enough protein, and fats that can be all over the place. So just getting that in check and seeing like what your baseline is and then trying to meet that on a daily basis goes a really, really long way.
Okay, so I love that. You heard that here from the nutrition queen herself, to get enough water. You know, it's funny. Okay, I probably should ask him before I talk about this, but my partner, one of our goals for him this year is to get him drinking more water. You know, Lanny. So he has one of those Stanleys that are all the rage these days, and like he knows it a lot more than I don't know. I have my one canteen. I drink out of a like I don't follow these things. I drink.
Cheers.
Cheers. Look at us drinking out of our jars. Sip. Listeners, that was a little what's that? What am I trying to say? Listeners, take a sip of water too if you got to this point.
You've got to drink it.
Yeah. But like water is like so important. Like there's, you know, everything that we know is that when you get enough hydration, so many functions that weren't doing so well in your body start to like improve with water alone. It's
Absolutely. And
wild.
if you're somebody that's really not even getting close to what you should be getting, then at the very least, get yourself an electrolyte supplement, whether it's like a little packet of electrolytes, make sure it's clean, free of sugar and all of that, because that'll go a long way in replenishing what you need if you're not able to chug down, multiple liters of water a day. That's something else that I often will tell my clients.
Great tip. I love that. Thank you.
No problem.
So I mean, a lot about food, a lot about movement. What else? Tell us something else. I mean, I feel like I know you so much that this conversation could just like either go off into a far off land, but what do you want to talk about today?
Ooh, good question. Way to put me on the spot.
I know, I should have told you I was going to do that, but like I'm running out of ideas.
Do we want to continue on in the nutrition avenue, or are we going for a completely different topic?
Let's go on a completely different topic. Let's go back to, okay, can we're going to kind of stay on nutrition for a second. So remember when we went to Thailand? First of all, thank you for planning that entire trip.
It's what I do again, Drew.
So, just to give listeners some like a background. So, in 2018, I had a moment where I closed my yoga studio, I sold a bunch of my stuff, and I just left Canada and I started to travel. And then Alicia says to me, "Oh, I can't remember exactly how we got onto it." And I said, "But if there was, I didn't want to see anybody from my world." But when you had asked about meeting up somewhere in the world on my journey, I was like, if there was only one person on this planet that I wanted to see in that 3 month period that I was out of the country, it was you. So when you said, let's do it, now I was in Italy, I was heading over to Australia. We picked Thailand as a meet in the middle spot. You ran with it. We fed elephants in Thailand. We went to this amazing resort. You got us all over the place, like hopping from one plane to the next. You flew over the North Pole, I think you told me. We ended up, we, I think, or like close enough to it. I don't know. Maybe I made that up. I
No, I did. It's
remember
coming back. It's coming back. I think I did.
you
I almost
also
lost
found this like organic farm that we
Lance.
went and we had a cooking day.
Yeah, man.
That was
And we went inside Lance Mushroom Hut. Remember that? And
Yes.
we got to learn all about hydroponic farming, which, okay, don't get me started on the hydroponic farming. We can't do that here. We don't have that. Well, I mean, maybe in a greenhouse, but goals.
Yeah. That was amazing. Thank you. Because do you remember that wall she had of like all the plastic that she had reused? Because plastic is everywhere in Thailand, at least at the time when we were there. But she had that wall of like all of the like herbs were growing out of reused
Yeah, like cut in half bottles. Yeah, that was incredible. Yeah, that was so much fun. I loved that. I loved the cooking class. Thank you for joining me on that adventure.
Oh my God, thanks for having me. Do you remember the elephant sweat?
Yes.
We'll just leave it at that. Maybe if you scroll back far enough on our Instagrams, you'll see it. But you have since traveled in to many different places. Is like food a thing for you when you're traveling? Like, do you try to at least, because I even remember when you were in Italy, you were like hitting up all the Michelin star places, and I'm like, oh, I didn't even do that.
I try to plan some culinary adventures, or at least choose a hotel that is, I'm not going to go somewhere where the reviews about food are bad. Let's just put it that way. I mean, it's
Yeah.
kind of a part of the experience, but I don't think I'm alone in that. I think a lot of people are that way, but I should do more of what we did in Thailand and seek out, cooking classes and experiences like that, because that was really special. Have you made any of those recipes that
No,
we
I
made?
don't even remember them.
We should do that at some point
Yeah,
together.
let's have a reunion for
I think
that.
they emailed them to us, so it might take some digging, but.
Yeah, oh my, I just remember that was fun. And there was people from like all over the world. Oh, and speaking of, do you remember that time that I was in Australia? It was one of the first times that I went to Australia, and your magazine was international, and I picked up the Australian version of that.
That's
Remember
right.
that?
Yep.
That
I
to
still
like,
have it. You brought me the copy back. I still have it somewhere
yeah,
with a
that's.
photo of you holding a koala bear inside.
Oh yeah, I still have that photo. Actually, I gave one to my mom, and she has it in her
I love
kitchen.
it.
But like, what? I'm always so proud of you, and I just look at all the things that you have accomplished, and I'm like, and you're so humble about it. Like, I also get that too, being an award-winning fitness professional, as I do my little share hair flip. I mean, it's not something that I lead with or talk about all the time. I mean, except on my podcast. If you listen to it the last 4 months, you'd disagree with that. But like, can we just take a moment and like revel in your amazing accomplishments in your career? Like in such a short amount of time too. Like that 2015 when I went to go get that international, you like you said, your first issue was in 2008. So that wasn't even 10 years later, your magazine had made it around the globe.
Thank you. That was a long time ago, though. Paul, we're in our 40s now.
Yeah, it's okay. We're
It's
fabulous at any age, remember?
true. I'm joking. I feel better now than I ever have at
Same.
almost 41. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm grateful for my 40s. I don't know if
Yeah.
I'll feel the same around 50, but kidding, I will, I'm sure.
I mean, it just keeps getting better from my experience so far. Every year it just keeps on getting better.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, I love you so much. Why don't we go into our lightning round questions? Are you ready?
I think so. Oh, let me check.
Okay. So, I mean, we've already talked about food, and that I know that's not the only thing that makes your heart sing, although if that's what your answer is, that's fine. But what does make
Redundant,
your
but
heart sing?
actually, yeah, my answer is a little redundant because, yeah, it's anything creative. Like I said, I'm a super creative person, so I mean, music. I'm not the only person on this planet that their heart sings when they live. But I listen to music pretty much around the clock, and that makes my heart sing. My fur babies make my heart sing.
Yeah.
But on a deeper level, I would say getting to the other side, or almost getting to the other side of something that it kind of seems, daunting at first. Like a big project or something that being in a situation where I'm doubting myself and I'm like, can I do this? I don't know if I can do this. And having a little bit of fear associated with it. And then just saying, like, okay, I'm choosing to just do this and hopefully I don't fall on my face, whatever that thing may be. And then following through and working at it and going through all the phases of, this is shit. I'm shit. I suck. Wait, maybe I don't. Okay, this is kind of good. And then getting to the, hey, this is pretty good. Okay, I did
Yeah.
it. I don't know how to explain that. That's how I explain, but the creative process of any project and then coming through and completing it, that makes my heart sing.
I love that. And you know what? It's that I see in you that I just am so inspired by and that I'm so proud of and that I just love about you. Like you have no idea. Well, again, like I said, I hope you do know how much you inspire me. Just by being you alone in that like excitement of going from taking something like from a thought to like actually having it in your hand or accomplishing it.
Oh, thank you. Well, the feeling is mutual because that is definitely something that you possess too, and your constant inspiration. So, thank you.
No, thank you. I mean, you don't have to talk about me. This episode is about you. But on that note, Alicia, what makes your heart heavy?
That's a good question. Yeah, I would say on a regular, but not that I walk around with a heavy heart all the time, but something that what weighs on me is just knowing what people are carrying under the surface, especially when you can't really do anything about it. One I've got a couple of examples, and some of them are personal to me, like family members who are dealing with a lot and you just don't truly know what they're dealing with, behind closed doors, and they put on a brave face when you see them, stuff like that, and there's not much that you can do. That's one thing. But also being a fitness studio owner and being around so many people all the time, every now and again, you get to have a glimpse into something that someone is dealing with that decides that they're going to open up to you. That happens, right? As a trainer or their nutritionist or even just being like the studio owner, sometimes you get pulled into something because they need an outlet or they need to share. And sometimes that's all you can do is be an ear for somebody. But so many people are walking around with these masks on because that's just what we do. That's how we survive. That's how we get through every day. But there's so much that's bubbling under the surface for so many people. And when you really stop to think about that, and you know how helpless you are with, mental health and just the challenges that we're faced with in 2024 and in the last few years, that makes my heart heavy because we're all carrying so much. And oftentimes, a lot of people don't know where to turn or even what to make of it or how to turn it around or cope with it better. So I would say that. And plastic makes my heart heavy.
Yes, I know that very well.
Use your reusable cups and all the reusable things and be mindful when shopping, please. Especially now that the pandemic is over. That was tough. Going through the pandemic and just seeing the sort of the grand scale reversal of a lot of eco efforts because, we had to kind of re revert to single use. So that's not an excuse anymore, people.
Well, thank you for that. And because I remember you did a whole like series on that or something. There was like a it was a big part of something that you'd written about at one point.
Yeah, I wrote about it. I wished I had a chance to do more. At one point, I wanted to open a package-free shop. That was on my mind and my radar. I started the research for that, even in the basement of our studio. That obviously didn't come to fruition because the pandemic put a big, no one was really anyway. But yeah, maybe at some point I will revisit something like that.
I love that. And I love your passion for that too, because I always think like when I'm at a store and they're, do you want a bag? And I just your voice is in the back of my head is like, don't you
Do
dare.
you not want a bag? And the thing is, we all have so many reusable bags at home too. So anyway, that's
Exactly. Keep using those ones.
yeah, put them in your car.
So now, Alicia, I mean, we've talked about your heart quite a bit. Tell me, where is it leading you now? What's 2024 looking like for you?
2024, at least so far, and I hope to keep this momentum going, for me is all about doing things differently. I feel like, the older that I got, I can't speak for everyone else, but the older that I got, I started to sort of fall into the pattern of doing what I'm used to doing and not necessarily like pushing myself to go outside of the comfort zone of who I am and what I do on a regular basis. So I'm really trying to embrace going outside of that this year and challenging myself to grow exponentially in terms of, stopping certain things that no longer serve me, doing this podcast, putting this mug on screen. I normally, would shy away from doing anything like this. But yeah, just trying different things and seeing where that takes me because I already know where all of the things I was doing before got me. So why not go outside of that? I know that's a little bit vague, but there's probably too much to touch on in that sense.
Well, I love that because that just opened up my heart a little bit more. And one of my things for 2024 is to open my heart and show more of what's going on in here. I know it may seem like I'm an open book, and in some ways I am, but in other ways I'm not. And so what you had just said just opened me up a little bit more and inspired me, as you do. So this is just another example of why I love you so much. And now the listeners get to witness that firsthand. So thank you for that.
Oh, I love you too.
Oh my God, I love you so much. Thank you for stepping out of your comfort zone to be on my show.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having
Are
me.
we gonna do this again?
I hope so.
Okay, so be careful now that you said that. You'll definitely be back to the show. Alicia Tyler, thank you so much. Check the show's notes, everyone. You can connect with Alicia on her website. Also, come check us out at F45 Port Credit if you're in and around the area.
Yeah.
Go check out one of Drew's classes, Alicia's classes, or better yet, look for the Self-Care Sunday Recovery class and join the three of us. We'll be there together.
Yeah.
And F45 members, if you're listening to this, or any anybody that's listening to this, comment, let us know what you think. Alicia, thank you so much for being here. Love you from the entirety of my being. Thank you for being here. The entirety of my being. Thanks for being here. Anything that you want to say or share before we sign off?
Well, I loved this and I love you and I'm so proud of you. So thank you for having me. It was an honor. And I look forward to listening to all of your future podcasts. Thank you.
Oh my God, you're the best. Speaking of our future podcast listeners, next week we've got Crystal Eves. We're talking about what's going on as the sun moves into Aquarius. You want to listen to that. Dr. Patricia Rennie is talking about fish oils. And Jackie Talley and I are going to sit down for our morning tea and have another conversation. I love you all. Alicia Tyler, thank you again. We'll see you again.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks everyone for listening.
Spiritfully Podcast is a Spiritful production. Executive producer, Paul Galoro. Co-producers, Claudia Miko and Catherine Stilo. A big thank you and much love to you, the Living Spiritfully community, for liking, subscribing, sharing, and supporting this podcast.